यथा पुनास्वे ख इदं निवेश शेते गुहायां सनिवृत्त वृत्ति योगेश्वर धिश्वर एक एतद् अनुप्रविष्टो बहुधा यथासीत्। Translation and purport by His loving divine grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. He lies down on his own heart, spread in the form of the sky, and thus placing the whole creation in that space, he expands himself into many living entities, which are manifested as a different species of life. He does not have to endeavor for his maintenance, because he is the master of all mystic powers and proprietor of everything. Thus, he is distinct from the living entities. The questions regarding creation, maintenance, and destructions, which are mentioned in many parts of Srimad Bhagavatam, are in relation to different millenniums, kalpas, or day of Brahma. And therefore, they are differently described by different authorities when questioned by different students. There is no difference regarding creative principles and the Lord's control over them. Yet, there are some difference in the minute details because of the different kalpas. The gigantic sky is the material body of the Lord, called Virat Rupa, and all material creation are resting on the sky, or the heart of the Lord. Therefore, beginning from the sky, the first material manifestation to the gross vision down to the earth, everything is called Brahman. Sarvam khalu idam brahma. There is nothing but the Lord, and He is one without second. The living entities are the superior energies, whereas matter is the inferior energy, and the combination of these energies brings about the manifestation of this material world, which is in the heart of the Lord. ओम अज्ञानदिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवाञ्च श्रीरूपं सागरजातं सहगणरघुनाथन्वितं तं सचिवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं वर्जनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितं च नमाओं विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिन्यति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। यथा पुनस्वेख इदं निवेश शेते गुहायां स निवृत्त वृत्तिः योगेश्वराधीश्वर एक एतत् अनुप्रविष्टो बहुधा यथासीत्। He lies down on his own heart, spread in the form of the sky, and thus placing the whole creation in that space, he expands himself into many living entities, which are manifested as a different species of life. He does not have to endeavor for for his maintenance, because he is the master of all mystic powers and the proprietor of everything. Thus, he is distinct from the living entities. In the second chapter, we have discussed about the creation and second canto, where Brahmaji has explained that part to Devarshi Narada, and even Lord He himself also. But as Prabhupada says here in this particular purport, that you will find different versions of creation in different dialogues in between the two different personalities in the different cantos of Srimad Bhagavatam. There are minute difference in the details, but overall the process is same. And these minute details are there because this conversation were happened in a different kalpas or different days of Brahma. The present kalpa, which is known as a Shweta Varaha kalpa, means in this kalpa, Lord has taken incarnation as a Shweta Varaha. Shweta Varaha means white boar. In that form, Lord came. So, the basic principle is same, that everything is generating, emanating from the Lord Himself. But there are minute details, as it is explained here, that everything is created and that is placed in the sky, which is none other than the heart of the Lord. And here, in Brahma's narration to Narada about the creation, there, Lord says that everything lies in the causal ocean. So there are minute difference in explanation, but ultimately the principle is same, that everything is created by the Lord. And even though everything is created by Him, He has a nivritta vritti. Nivritta vritti means He is not attached to the things that He has created. And that's why He is a Lord. Only a detached person can have a proper relationship with everyone on the equal platform. Otherwise, always there is a chance of partiality. Whom you love, you become partial. Whom you hate, you become inimically toward that person. But Lord, being possessing this nivritta vritti, He is unattached to anything that He has created. And that's why it is said He is distinct from the living entities. Then further Vidurji says, Kridan vidatte dvijago suranam kshemaya karmanyavatara pedaihi manonatrapyat Amritani. You may narrate also about the auspicious characteristics of the Lord in the different incarnations for the welfare of the twice born, the cows and the demigods. Our minds are never satisfied completely, although we continuously hear of His transcendental activities. Kridan vidatte dvijago suranam kshemaya karmanya avatara bhedai. Here it is explained that Lord has taken different forms for what? For the welfare of Dvija go sura ganehi or surana. Because Lord is known as a go brahmanya hitayacha. He is a well-wisher of cows, brahmanas and saintly persons. Or Vishnu Bhakta Smrite Suraha, who are the devotees of the Lord, who are known as the Suras, demigods. In the purport, Prabhupada said, the Lord appears in this universe in a different incarnations, like a Matsya, Kurma, Varaha, Nrisimha, and he manifests his different transcendental activities for the welfare of twice born, the cows and the demigods. The Lord is directly concerned with the twice born or civilized men. A civilized man is one who has taken his birth twice. A living entity takes birth in this mundane world due to the union of a male and female. A human being is born due to the union of the father and mother. But a civilized human being has another birth by contact with a spiritual master who becomes an actual father. The father and mother of the material body are so only in one birth. And in the next birth, the father and mother may be different couple. But the bona fide spiritual master, as the representative of the Lord, is the eternal father, because the spiritual life has the responsibility to lead the disciple to the spiritual salvation or the ultimate goal of a life. Therefore, a civilized man must be twice born, otherwise he is no more than the lower animals. It's a very big blow that Prabhupada has given here in this purport. He says that person is civilized who has taken an initiation, who has accepted a spiritual master. And if someone has not done that, he says he is no more than the lower animals. That's why I was surprised. Once one reporter asked one sannyasi that what do you think about the Western civilization? And he gave an answer, let it start, then I can give my opinion. He was surprised. What do you mean that let it start? He said, there is no civilization. Why? Here, answer is that. Because unless and until you accept a bona fide spiritual master, you are not twice born. If you are not a twice born, then you are not more than the lower animal. The cow is the most important animal for developing the human body to perfection. The body can be maintained by any kind of a foodstuff, but cow's milk is particularly essential for developing the finer tissues of the human brain so that one can understand the intricacies of transcendental knowledge. A civilized man is expected to live on foodstuffs comprising fruits, vegetables, grains, sugar and milk. The bull helps in the agricultural process of producing grain, etc. And thus, in one sense, the bull is the father of humankind, whereas the cow is the mother, for the supplies milk to human society. A civilized man is therefore expected to give all protection to the bulls and cows. So here, the real importance of cows and bulls for the human life has developed, has explained by Prabhupada. And Prabhupada says, to develop the human body to perfection, cow has a main role in our life. And that's why Lord is taking care of cows. He is protecting the cows. Because cows, they are really helping the whole human society to develop their finer tissues in brain. Cow's milk, that really develops the finer tissues in our brain. Nowadays we don't know what milk we are having actually. So many things they have added. There are so many additives. They are putting so many things. And we are not having actually milk. We are having something like a milk. So there is no development of a finer tissues in brain, which are needed for the enlightenment of human consciousness, which is not happening. People are butchering cow for her meat. By doing that, whom they are directly offending? The Lord Himself. And if you offend their Lordship, where you will go? And the whole Western civilization is based on that food. Do you think they will become twice born? Doubtful. Unless and until they get the mercy of pure devotee of their Lordship, it's not possible. And Prabhupada clearly says, a civilized man is therefore expected to give all protection to the bulls and cows. See, the second criteria. First thing, the civilized person, if he is a twice born, he is known as a civilized. Second thing, if he protects cows and bull, then he is called as a civilized, which is not happening in this Western world. Then the next purpose, Prabhupada says, the demigods or the living entities who live in the higher planets are far superior to human beings, since they have a better arrangements for living conditions. They live far more luxurious than human beings. Yet, they are all devotees of the Lord. The Lord incarnates in a different forms, such as those of a fish, a tortoise, a hog, and a combined lion and man, just to give protection to civilized man. The cow and demigods, who are directly responsible for the regulative life of a progressive self-realization. The whole system of the material creation is planned so that the conditioned soul may have the opportunity for self-realization. One who takes advantage of such an arrangement is called a demigod or civilized man. The cow is meant to help maintain such a high standard of living. So here Prabhupada says demigods are those souls who are stays in the higher planets, where they have a luxurious lifestyle, but still they have service attitude toward their Lordship. So they are called as a demigods. And the whole system of material creation is planned so that the conditioned soul have the opportunity for self-realization. So what is the real cause behind this material manifestation or cosmic manifestation? Is to give a chance to the conditioned soul to progress in his spiritual life. And that should be worked out. And Prabhupada says, The cow is meant to help maintain such a high standard of living. So serving cows and taking care of them, actually, it's not that we are taking care of them, but they are taking care of whole human society. If they are protected, you will have a civilized human society. Otherwise, it's nothing but polished animal civilization. Nothing else. What is this polished animal civilization? Where you can find only two-legged animals who are much more interested to facilitate how to eat, how to mate, how to sleep, and how to protect themselves. They will find certain different views higher than the animals. But attitude is same like animal, just to squeeze out the senses to enjoy happiness in this world. But which is not there. See, I was surprised when I heard about the ratio of drug addicts in USA. As per the age, if you see, the teenagers are more addicted than anyone else. I was having talk with someone and they told that their just 16 or 17 years old son, because parents, they were too busy with earning money and nobody was there to take care of them. Even at living at same home, he felt so neglected, he became drug addict. And now there is no way for him to return back. Thrice already police caught him, he was in jail. And now there is no more life for him. So what we are creating? Are we creating the human society or something like a human being? The present generation, if they don't ponder on this particular aspect, protecting cows, you will not find the next generation as a human being. You will find them worse than the animals. At least animals, they don't have their own intelligence. As you train, they get trained. But human beings, they have their own intelligence. If it is not properly developed, they will be worse than the animals. So need to be very careful. Then further Prabhupada says, the Lord's pastimes for the protection of the twice-born civilized men, the cows, and the demigods are all transcendental. A human being is inclined to hear good narrations and stories. And therefore, there are so many books, magazines, and newspapers on the market to satisfy the interest of the developed souls. But the pleasure in such a literature, after it is read once, becomes stale, and people do not take any interest in reading such a literature repeatedly. In fact, the newspapers are read for less than an hour and then thrown in the dustbins as a rubbish. The case is similarly with all other mundane literatures. But the beauty of the transcendental literature like a Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam is that they never become old. They have been read in the world by civilized man for the last 5,000 years. And they are never became old. They are ever fresh to the learned scholars and devotees. And even by daily repetition of the verses of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, there is no satiation for devotees like a Vidur. Vidur might have heard the pastimes of Lord many, many times before he met Maitreya, but still he wanted the same narration to be repeated because he was never satiated by hearing them. That is the transcendental nature of the Lord's glory. And that's why in this verse Vidurji says, मनोन तृप्यति अपि शुण्वताम नह. My mind is never satiated about hearing the Lord, hearing about the Lord. Sushlokam maulesh charitamritani. Mauleha. Mauleha means Lord. It says that Sushlokam maulesh charitamritani. The nectarian pastimes and characteristics of the Lord that has explained in the whole Vedic literature, by hearing that my heart never gets satisfied. I always have a greed, eagerness to hear about the Lord. In the last canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, it is said that the person who has tasted the nectar in Srimad Bhagavatam, nahi kashchit asti ratih syat, that person will not have any other attachment in this world. Because this wonderful pastime of their lordship, which are nectarian, they are so wonderful that it attracts everyone's heart. And because of giving oral reception to these wonderful activities and pastimes of the Lord, what happens is your heart gets purified. And only a civilized person can pay his attention, not the butcher of souls. As explained in the 10th canto, 1st chapter, the people have a tendency to kill their own soul, will not have any interest to hear about the Lord. And that's why very rare people who really take out time to hear, to discuss about Srimad Bhagavatam. Because it's not a cup of a tea for everyone. Tesham tvandagatam papam jananam punya karmanaha te dvandva moha nirmukta bhajate mamananyamha. Paying oral reception to Srimad Bhagavatam or hearing about the Lord's wonderful pastimes from different literatures needs some qualification. Unless and until you have some pious credit, you will not get attached to the hearing of their lordship. Jananam punya karmanam. The people who are engaged in pious activities, who have some pious credits, their heart can get attracted towards hearing and chanting the glories of their lordship. And the focus of whole human civilization is on that only. Sam Siddhir Hari Toshanam, to please their lordship. And Lord Hari gets pleased when someone glorifies his wonderful activities, when someone chants his holy name, when someone associates with his devotees and offers him different services. So here we can see the attitude and the attachment that pure devotee that they have for the Lord. Vidurji, he has seen so many wonderful pastimes that Lord has performed. He has heard about them repeatedly, many, many times from many, many different people. But still, he is asking to Maitreya Rishi, please narrate those wonderful activities of the Lord, which he has performed by taking different incarnation to protect the cows, brahmanas and demigods. Because my heart is not satiated by hearing that. And wonderfully he says, Sushloka. The Lord's wonderful pastimes are glorified in selected verses or really precious words that they have used to glorify their Lordship. So shloka, uttama shloka. So by paying proper attention for hearing the wonderful pastimes of the Lord, we can perfect our life. And that's the real goal of life. Then further he says, yastvaita bhedera dilokanato lokan lokan sahalokapalan achiklupapadyatra hi sarvatsattva nikaya bhedo adikrata pratita. The Supreme King of all kings has created different planets and places of habitation where living entities are situated in terms of the modes of a nature and world, and he has created the different kings and rulers. Purport: Lord Krishna is the chief king of all kings. Lokana lokan sahalokapala. He is Lokanatha, who is maintaining all the lokas. Even on the this parallel planet, there are different places for inhabitation by different types of men. There are places like deserts, icelands, valleys in the mountainous countries, and each of them there are different kinds of men born in different modes of nature according to their past lives. There are people in the Arabian deserts and in the valleys of the Himalayan mountains, and the inhabitants of these two places differ from one another, just as the inhabitants of the Icelands also differ from the same. Similarly, there are also different planets. The planets below the earth down to the Patala planet are full of various kinds of living beings. No planet is vacant, as wrongly imagined by the modern so-called scientists. In the Bhagavad Gita, we find it said by the Lord that the living entities are sarvagataha, or present in every sphere of life. So there is no doubt that on the other planet there are also inhabitants like us. Sometimes with a great intelligence and a great opulence, the living conditions for those of a greater intelligence are more luxurious than on this earth. There are also planets where no sunlight reaches, and there are living entities who must live there due to their past states. All such planets for living conditions are made by the Supreme Lord, and Vidur requested Maitreya to describe this for the sake of further enlightenment. Yastvaiva bhedera dhiralokanato lokana lokan sahalokapala achikru padyatra hi sarva sattva nikaya bhedo adhikrita pratitaha. So Lord here clearly explains. Vidurji has asked the question that Lord is like a king of all kings, and he has created different planets for the different living entities who has acquired different bodies according to activities that they have performed, and because of that the mode that they have acquired. And then Prabhupada is explaining about there are some planets in this material world itself where sunlight never reaches, and few living entities, because of their karma, they are destined to stay on that planet.
or stay on those planets. Generally, the modern scientist whose knowledge is based on this perception of this blunt senses, they think that there is no life on the other planet except than Earth. But that's not necessary, because everywhere on this same planet you can see there are varieties of living entities. Like the human being who stays at Antarctica and Arctica, Iceland, continent, where there is a snow all the year, where there is a sun day for a 6 month minimum, and night is also same like that. So people, they are living there, they look totally different than us. The people who are staying in Arabic countries, who are staying in the mountains, or who are staying in the desert, who are staying in the ice, and who are staying in the mountains, all they have different feature. Maybe they have the same hand, legs and everything, but they look totally different. The person who stays in Eskimos, or Eskimos who stays on Antarctica, they don't have any idea about how desert looks like. For them, inhabitation means the condition in which they are staying. If it is like this, then only people can survive. If it is too hot, it's not possible. They don't know about heat, what it is. That does not mean on the other part of the world where there is a desert, people then don't stay. There are human beings who are forced, because of their pious or because of their activities that they have performed in previous life, according to the modes of material nature and their sufferings, they have to take particular body. So they get it there and they live like that. See, there are different Scorpios who stays in different places. They do look totally different. Scorpios here and Scorpios still who are there in the forest, deep forest, dark forest of equator. They look totally different, because they are born in a different material situation and they are surviving for their fittest. So same way, all the other planetary systems in this material world has their own inhabitants. They mean it's not possible for you to see them. That does not mean they are not there. Like there are bacteria in fire which we don't able to see. We can't see them unless and until you have a particular instrument. Previously nobody was knowing that some living entities can stay in fire also. But there are some fire bacteria which they have found it out in explosion of eruption of volcanoes. In that volcanoes they found out some bacteria. Even there are some bacteria who can survive in the H2SO4 hydrochloric acid, sulfuric acid, which is considered mostly deadly. But in that acid also few bacteria are there who can survive. So which is beyond our perception, we can't say that it does not exist. It is there, but we are not capable of seeing those things. But Lord, being the creator of each and everything, He knows everything. And He creates and maintains all that. So we need to understand. So let's see what Viduji asks further to Maitreya tomorrow. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare.
Thank you. क्या हुआ मालिक?
आचार्य दीजिए उसमें चला जाए इंटरनेट जाएगा वो। अच्छा
गया सारा इंटरनेट नहीं है
यार, लैपटॉप पे खराब हो गया।
क्या हो गया?
मोटर बंद हो गया।
मोटर बंद हो गया?
हाँ नहीं सर,
मोटर चेंज करोगे?
मोटर
ऑयलिंग करना पड़ेगा क्या? ऑयलिंग करना पड़ेगा मोटर को?
गुरु आएंगे बोला था, गुरु देखेंगे।
क्या
कर दिया?
overtime eco village is about 2.5 hours northeast of Mumbai. I wanted to try to broaden my outlook of life, so I went on a journey. Ultimately, I hitchhiked from London to the Himalayas in India. And as I was traveling, I came to realize that the real social and environmental problems of the world are due to a spiritual crisis, a crisis in what we consider is actually meaningful and fulfilling in our life.
Ramaswamy is a passionate person. The best passion is compassion, and he has an ample amount of that, and that type of passion is contagious.
Coming here and having to say the service, helping with the cows, helping with the weed mats, helping with pottery. It's actually fun. It's a very simple lifestyle. And I think a lot of us crave that on different levels.
You're sort of programmed into our culture that you look for recognition. You need it. For me being here, I see it's far more powerful to be humble.
It was easy to complain about the tiny inconveniences that come with a New York City apartment. Oh, it's not big enough. Oh, the water pressure isn't great enough. When you live in a house that you see built from the ground up, every step along the way is very special.
Trying to inspire an educational, experiential alternative of a fulfilling, meaningful, sustainable, healthy life.
Apart from these jasmine flowers, which you see, it grows a lot of these lady fingers, okra. Yeah. So we network with all these farmers so that we purchase them in our kitchen and use them.
Can we get this to your kitchen?
And the inspiration of this project, Srila Prabhupada, he called this transformation simple living thinking.
We get 3,000 millimeters of rain annually. So the rainwater hits against those mountains, the Sahyadri mountain ranges, and flows down and collects here. And it is sufficient water for us to irrigate our fields for up to 6 to 7 months every year. The majority of India's population, which is 1.2 billion, lives in the villages. So one of the very important requirements to develop a village is how can water be conserved.
The process begins here. As you can see, the rose wave is falling and there are some screens. The first chamber is called screen chamber, where we are trying to separate floating solids. This is the raw water where we began, and this is the treated water.
The uniqueness of this place comes from the fact that every waste is becoming a precious resource. That cow dung becomes a fertilizer for earth. He needs fire or energy for cooking his food, and therefore all of the cow dung we utilize for biogas plant. We need to make houses, so we use the same earth, and we have created 250,000 bricks. We call this a symbiotic recycling model. Flushing your toilet, you are contributing to the growth of a papaya. You are contributing to the growth of flowers.
One of the greatest management gurus says that the greatest management challenge of the 21st century is managing oneself.
Many corporate heads having seminars and retreats here, and they also see alternative ways by which they could focus their own corporations and feel a real sense of responsibility to humanity.
The thing I'm most compelled to do when I get home is really seva, the service. It gets us out of being so self-absorbed. I always had too much, and now I want to have a simple life, like here. I love simple life, and my goal is to make a simple life in my home.
If you
values, we could transform the world.
It's truly a miraculous, magical place on this planet.
To Brahmins all over you, harassing you so you can't even think. There was minimal garbage, no monkeys. It was a serene place. It was actually quite a peaceful place. And you could go to these holy places and pray. You could actually think about the Goswamis and you could get absorbed in them. And I've missed that. I go to Radhakund, I offer my respects, I speak, but I don't like to stay there and meditate because you have to hide in Radhanathas' Samadhi and hope nobody bothers you, you know? And even there, they'll ask you for a donation. So you have done something wonderful. This is, I know it was a lot of hard work, and you know, who cares what I say, but I'm just telling you, it really has the mood of Vrindavan. And you can sit there peacefully in nice shade trees and meditate on the thing. So you have done us all a great service by giving us a place to offer our prayers and to meditate. It is something sublime. It's not just a replica model like Disneyland. It is something different. It has substance, so thank you for that.
Prabhupada gave us that in concept. In that concept, Prabhupada wanted us seven people temple of Vrindavan to be built. And Radhanath Swami assisted by the very dedicated disciples. Every created Vrindavan. Very good. Like being in Vrindavan, being in Prabhupada's quarters, take a tour of this Vrindavan here. We get to see different paths. Hey, Casey Demon was killed here, and look here, there's Rasa Dance plays, and here this happened, and there that happened. This is Mathura, the birthplace of Krishna. Look at Vasudeva, carrying Vasudeva across Jamuna. There might have been red carpet, or certainly the green grass carpet would kiss your feet, and soft soil or sand. Bring a different thrill, different experience to you as you come.
Incredible. I've been to Vrindavan many, many times and stayed there. But now I've been around Vrindavan here.
Over there, look over the way, see this wonderful development.